The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And I have a guy in here who likes to ride his bicycle. I have Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola. How are you?
Good morning, Jess. How are you doing this morning?
He's not looking me in the eye, so did I lie about the bike riding?
Yes, I ride my bike. I'd like to ride it more, but...
Bicycle. Let's just sing the entire time. Let's talk in song.
You don't want me to sing.
I mean, you're just amongst a few friends. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
So how are things going at the bicycle store?
Doing well. It's just, you know, schools, you know, for the most part started back this week and it's hot out there.
Yes, it is.
It's hot.
I feel like I can't get enough water as I reach for my water.
Hydrate. That's the name of the game this time of year.
Do it the day before. So when you're doing it the next day, you're ready for the next day, right?
Yes. Definitely want to drink before you go out and ride. And because if not, you're going to be paying the price.
I think that's one of the things, I mean, a lot of people know it in this area, but coming back here, even for my boyfriend who drinks an insane amount of water, he's still having a hard time keeping up.
Yep.
And there's been a few days where he's come in and everyone's passed him a little bit of a hydration drink because, you know, it's just hard to keep up.
Yeah. It is hard to keep up, especially if you fall behind too early.
Right. So, absolutely. And don't drink too much of the... sweet taste in drinks because those aren't going to be as helpful.
Correct. You definitely want, you know, water and sometimes salt tablets. There's other things you can get. Try to stay away from the sugars that are in a lot of the sports drinks.
Yeah.
But, you know, so there's a lot of product out there that you can get for that. But for the most part, just drink until you can't drink anymore for the most part.
Drink until you're mad.
Definitely.
For some of that's... some of us, that's two sips. I'm just kidding. Drink until you're super mad. That's great. Yeah, I think that's super important, especially going back to school. I think, you know, college kids, even, you know, your elementary and your high school kids, it's hot in those classrooms. And if you're going to bike to school and then you, you know, sit in classes, and I'm sure they try to keep the AC, but geez, it still drains you.
Still drains you. So, I mean, it's just, you know, just it's one of the things we need to do for just our well-being and health is just to hydrate very well.
Yeah. What do you think about when you're on the road? I know we talked about you definitely should keep yourself hydrated prior to that, but when you're on the road, you probably should pack a little bit of hydration
with you. Extra water, you know, worst case scenario, I've been out on the road and need water and found a garden hose, you know, to fill a water bottle up. But, you know, it's... you know, I mean, any place you can go, and a lot of businesses, you know, you can stop in and get water if you need it. So, you know, bathrooms, just garden hoses.
Right.
So,
hook the bottle to your bike.
Hook the bottle to the bike.
Look really, really sad and pathetic when you go into the store, so you get first in line. I may know someone who does that sometime. They're clear the line.
Clear the
line. Here he comes. He needs some fluids.
Soaking wet.
I think the other thing, too, though, what are some other things? I mean, besides being hydrated, there are some other safety things that you should think about when you're biking.
Especially this time of year, you're out riding, and you know we get like, looks like in about another half an hour or so, a pop-up thunderstorm. You know, what are you doing with a pop-up thunderstorm? And you're going to get wet, and you know, you definitely want to find some shelter and let that go through. And as we know, that we can get these storms that pop up that dump gallons of water at the same time, and you know, just be careful going through mud, you know, big puddles and things like that.
Right.
And, you know, that white line is very slick when it gets wet. So you definitely want to stay off that.
Yep.
But, you know, hang out under a bridge for a little bit, you know, find shelter in a convenience store. But, you know, just definitely, you know, be safe out there.
Maybe bring your phone or...
Phone? Well, if you're going to take your phone,
maybe
definitely put it in a Ziploc bag.
I was going to say, because your sweat or the rain.
Yeah, so Ziploc bags, your phone is a good thing. So if you're from sweat and from rain, and if you get, you know, get caught to where you don't think you can get back, you know, there's always Uber, there's call a friend, right. You know.
Right, there's your thumb. I'm just kidding, don't do that. Yes, do not do that. I think... one of the other things, I mean, I know when you go out and you're bike riding, you're, you know, you're free and you're relaxed. And it's kind of like mowing the lawn for me on a rider. I just like go into another land. But sometimes it's a good idea just to maybe give someone who's not riding with you a hint that here's the route I might be going on.
Just, yeah.
Or here's the routes I like because I could veer off at any point in time in case they need to come looking for you.
A significant other, you know, that they know you're going to go out on a ride, just give them the maps that you're going to go on. There's a lot of apps that you can get on your phone. And a lot of just the trackers they have nowadays, you can track where you're riding. So,
right. I know we talked a little bit about safety as far as how to keep your bike safe. But I think it's important to remind people a little bit about, you know, if you're out traveling and you're stopping somewhere, you might want to secure your bike. Or if you're at school and you're biking to college, you might want to find the best way to make sure that when you come back out, you have that ride.
Your bike. Yep. Just a good lock. You know, we talked about that last time. U-locks, big cable locks, you know, something that's going to deter that person from taking the bike. And if, you know, the thicker the cable or thicker the lock, the bigger the tools that they're going to have to get. And the 9 times out of 10, they'll go try to find something easier to take. So,
do you think a pink sparkly bike is a deterrent from somebody who might want to steal your bike?
No, because somebody else will like that pink sparkly bike.
Is there any colors? Text in now, 850-437-1620. What color would you not steal?
Rust.
That is a good point. But I do want to remind people this is an interactive show. So 850-437-1620. We are talking with Robbie Mott from the Trek Store of Pensacola. They are located at 701 East Cervantes Street, right here in Pensacola. They are open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and Sunday's all about bike riding.
Sunday's all about bike riding, yeah.
But you can come Monday through Saturday and try a bike out in the back parking lot,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Great neighborhoods to ride through.
And, I mean, I think your staff probably like any excuse to get out and
we
just
love
ride their
to go
bike
for a bike
at any
ride,
point in time.
Sure.
That's awesome. I do like that. You can go into the store and feel confident that you're not going to be pressured. And then if you're uncertain, you can even give it a little bit of a try.
Of course. I mean, you're in a bike shop. What else are you going to do? You got to go for a bike ride.
That's right. Helmets included.
Helmets included. Safety's first.
I need elbow pads and knee pads and whatever that brand of toilet paper is that's really cushiony.
You're one of those.
I mean, I'm not, but my fear is as I get older, I could be one of those. So, yeah, I was looking in, I was reading yesterday about the conceptual plans for downtown Pensacola.
Yes.
And I didn't, I know it's a conceptual plan. So if you're listening, I didn't see any bike lanes or anything like that. I hope that's a consideration.
That is a consideration. The mayor's doing a really good job of trying to make downtown Pensacola and other surrounding areas a bike walkable, pedestrian friendly environment. Because I know different places I've been to in the United States, having that walkable, accessible, bikeable areas, you're just seeing towns and cities thrive from that. So, the idea of having that here is fantastic.
I will say that just looking at the conceptual drawings was exciting. I thought it was exciting. It was very welcoming, and I thought, geez, on a bike you could just about get anywhere on a, you know, Saturday or Sunday with your loved one, just store to store. Store, I mean, I was store. Thinking store to store, yeah. Restaurant to restaurant, maybe stop and get a little cocktail, but then walk your bike to the next place.
And you don't have to pay for parking.
Right.
You know, we don't have to worry about green lots, blue lots, red lots, right. Or, you know.
Or I have to walk a little further,
or I have
maybe.
To walk a little further, you know. So, you know, biking is, you know, free parking.
Absolutely. I'm off of free things. Free. But bring your bike lock for sure, right?
Of course. Somebody else will like your bike maybe more than you will.
It won't be such a free ride anymore if you don't do that. But no, I was definitely excited. I did see how many parking spots they were talking about they were taking away. But in the end, I think there was only like a few, yeah, like three maybe, would be. But definitely, I mean, people can still provide their input.
Yes.
Nothing's in solid gold.
Nothing's solid. No, this is a great time for everyone in Pensacola because we sort of have a say in what we want. So if you go to Pensacola2035.com, there's a survey that you can take. And you can take, you know, the survey, talk about, you know, if you want bike lanes, if you don't want bike lanes, you know, more of a walkable bike path. How do you want to get through downtown?
Right.
So, I mean, this is all the stuff that the city is definitely wanting from us. So I say everybody take advantage of that and take that survey, because the more they hear from us, you know, hopefully the more we can get done.
Right. We have a few comments in our text line, which is awesome. True story. I saw a guy yesterday, parentheses, grown man. I like to do the quote to air quotes, grown man, riding a bike with training wheels. They will steal anything.
They will steal anything. Yes.
Here's another one. When leaving a bicycle downtown overnight, what is the best lock to use to secure it?
Bigger the better.
Something from the Trek store.
Yeah. You know, you want a good U-lock or something that's almost like a big, thick steel cable. And then to be able to lock the frame and the wheels together to a device that cannot be moved.
Right.
You know, so you'll have all your parts.
Right.
You know, you'll go to the bigger cities and they'll take your seat post, they'll take wheels, they'll take anything that's not bolted down. So the more you can, you know, tie together and attach to something that can't be moved, the safer it's going to be.
I liked your trick before you were talking about, was it last week maybe or the week before,
putting your name, the serial number, and your phone number inside the seat frame. Take the seat out and put it down inside the frame.
That is ingenious.
So most people don't think about that, but it has worked in the past, so.
My mom always put my name in my shirt. I'm just kidding. Said, do not return. She's yours. We have another question. What's the likelihood for holding bike maintenance classes for senior riders?
I love that idea.
I think that's a great idea.
Let me write that one down. Bike maintenance for seniors.
That's awesome. I think that'd be great. You could, you know, put out a little survey or poll and see how much interest you could get. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, so either we could either do it at the shop or possibly even the senior center.
Ooh.
You know, so we can do flat repairs. We can do all kinds of fun stuff. We can get nice and greasy and grimy and
yes,
learn how to clean your bike and, you know, how to do some simple maintenance stuff. So, yes.
That's awesome.
Definitely look into that one.
I think the other thing, too, is at any point in time, anyone that comes in to the shop or calls can always ask any of those kinds of questions.
Definitely.
You'll be happy to answer them. We do have another. This is great. We're on a roll. I want to get to 10 today. We're like at 1, 2, 3. We're at 5. Halfway there. Come on. Let's hit this goal. How much is middle of the road T-lock for a hybrid mountain bike?
You can, you know, bike locks are going to start about $20 to $25 and go up into the hundreds. This all depends on how thick and how long the bike's going to be sitting. If it's going to be, you're going to go into a convenience store really quick, you just want something that's going to keep that honest person honest from just walking away from what we call. Or if you're going to, like the one caller, the one gentleman that just sent over the message about having the bike be locked up at night. you want to have it to where it's going to take a lot to get to it.
Right.
So the heavier duty locks, of course, are going to cost a bit more money, but it's going to keep your bike.
And the tool they'll use to try to get through that will be bigger, so they're not going to want to go after your bike.
You know, looking at grinders, you're looking at torches, you're looking at all kinds of stuff. So it's make a lot of noise.
That's right. So. You should put an alarm on your bike.
They actually have alarms. So,
do they?
Yeah. I mean, everything from, you know, you move it and you'll just get a sensor on your phone. It tells you that your bike's being moved at that point.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I'd want one to be like, get away from my bike.
The old car alarms. The Viper 2000.
That's right. This bike will self-destroy. I'm just kidding. No, that's a great idea. These are great. Thank you so much, guys, for reaching out and hitting us in the text line. You can also call 850-437-1620. We're having slightly a little bit of fun today with Robbie from Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola. I mean, we're not going to get kicked out of the studio if we have too much fun, right?
Maybe.
Let's do it. What are we singing?
Oh, they'll definitely kick me out for that.
A little Queen bicycle.
So what's been going on now is everyone's going back to school.
Right.
Everyone's taking their kids to school. So that means there's more traffic on the road.
Yes, there is.
And there's always now drivers that aren't paying attention to what they're doing going down the road. So if you're out there dropping your kids off, you know, just be careful of what's going on and pay attention to everyone, because everyone's putting on makeup, I see, and putting on listening to their cell phones. And
I did not.
Making phone calls and trying to multitask and triple task as they're taking kids to school, and it's dangerous. I go through multiple school zones in the morning. I take my daughters to school, and
yeah,
it's frustrating.
It's scary. I mean, we live in a world of we think that we can multitask.
Correct.
And when we're multitasking is generally, not we, some, the ones that irritate me a little, just slightly. Multitasking on the road is not a good thing unless you're driving and paying attention. That's a good multitask.
Yep.
But putting on your makeup, answering your text, I mean,
no.
They can wait. It's nothing urgent.
You know, we have the sheriff's department and the police department come into the shop, and you know, they said this time of year is just treacherous. You know, for kids, you know, crossing the streets and just getting tuned from school. So
right.
If you're out there, be patient, you know, 20 miles an hour in the school zones. And,
right.
You know, just we want all of our kids to get to school safe and get home safe. So
we want our kids to be less on their phones and less on their video games and more active. So let's give that opportunity and keep it going,
and
right?
Be a good role model.
Right. Exactly. I think I'm going to go talk to the sales department, see if they all want to ride their bikes tomorrow to work. Oh, wait. We'll wait till Monday.
Wait till Monday, huh?
Is there a Howard out there? I always pick on Howard. Howard's going to bike. You heard it here first.
You know, we've gotten Howard on a bike.
He
looks good on a bike, too.
I bet he does.
Yeah, he does.
I could see me and Howard going from place to place out there on Pensacola Beach with his wallet. Right?
Where are you going to go? 20 miles, 40 miles? What the heck?
There's going to be some stops in between for hydration.
Hydration. Of course. You got to hydrate.
Maybe a little music. Oh, here we go. Here's another text for us. With us losing a minute of daylight each morning, comment on having proper front and rear light on bike plus reflectors on clothing. That is a fabulous question.
Yes. As we get closer and closer to daylight savings times again... you know, your bicycle is a moving vehicle, so you need to have headlights and taillights on your bike as the sun goes down or as the sun comes up. So white headlights on the front and a red taillight on the back. Reflective clothing is another fantastic piece of equipment to have just for more people to see you.
Right.
Different color socks, you know, because that's really the only thing that moves on the bike is going to be your
fun.
Legs. And having something that's contrasting a pink right. sock and a green sock, you know, it's not a big fashion statement, you know, maybe in the 80s, but, you know, having those two different colors move against each other will definitely catch someone's attention.
Right.
And so having good lights and reflectors, you have to have reflectors also on your bike, you know, by law at night. So,
yeah, it makes me nervous when you see someone crossing the street or walking out when they're wearing complete dark darkness. Whenever I'm out, I always turn the little flashlight on my phone as well.
Johnny Cash.
And just move my hands up and down like, you can see me. Hello.
Everybody's looking like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
All in black.
That's right. Johnny Cash was Johnny Cash because he wasn't walking or biking. Here's one. Go biking this Monday evening and Tuesday when their cold front comes down.
Yes.
I will tell Howard that.
So it's been great when we've had, you know, this hurricane that missed us. But we had that north wind come down and get out, and the humidity dropped. It's been great mornings to go out and ride. So if you're out, you know, great time to get out, ride, run, walk the dog.
Right.
Just get outside.
Definitely.
Just get outside and enjoy, you know, the beautiful surroundings that we have here in Pensacola.
Absolutely. I went for a walk. Sorry, I didn't go for a bike ride.
No, it's fine.
I went for a walk yesterday on the beach. I was like, okay, we need to get this brain in another place. And it was great. A little fresh air. I mean, it was a little warm.
And this is why we need you to take that survey.
I will.
You need to take that survey.
Answer five of them. I'm just kidding.
We want more walkable, friendly areas throughout all of Pensacola.
I think it's fabulous. I think the other thing with getting out is that it just enhances your community, and there's a camaraderie between walkers and bikers. And
3 minute stations. Sort of 3 minutes to your next Fox News 30/30.
We're 3 minutes for Fox News.
I have no idea why that's coming in, but thank you for letting us know. I do have a comment that kind of goes off of visibility, but I think it actually also pertains to during the day. I work construction, drive truck. Please, please encourage bicyclists to wear high visibility clothing during the day.
And I want to thank that construction worker for being out on the roads. They're the people that see this every day of, you know, why we should be looking at slowing traffic down in different areas. And also wearing that high-vis clothes. They wear it all day long. And as you see, you know, they stand out a little bit more than everybody else does. So, you know, having that high-vis shirt, that reflective jersey, anything that just attracts that attention, you know, is great. And, you know, they do it every day, so they know the best.
No, I think that's a really
2 minute stations. 2 minutes to your next Fox News 30/30.
We got a 2 minute countdown.
2 minutes.
Set your clock.
I want to shut a button off, but I don't know which one it's supposed to be. Help. I'm just kidding. We're almost at 10 comments and questions, which is super awesome. I'm excited about that. We've hit the goal right there. But I really appreciate the construction worker making that comment because they're in big trucks.
Yeah, they're in big trucks. Well, even the people that are working on the road, you know, traffic is going past them at 60, 70 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, and even on service streets, they're going, you know, it's 25 miles an hour, but traffic's going 40, 45. Slow down, you know, for their safety and everyone else's safety.
I agree. I'm staring at my board going, which button can I press?
Just push a button.
The voice is in my head. Stop.
1 minute stations. 1 minute to your next Fox News 30/30.
You know what the best part about live radio is? Is the gentleman laughing at me from the window. He's probably going to approach me and say, girl, there's a button down here for you to press. No.
We're at 45 seconds.
We've got about 14 seconds at this point, but I just want to remind everyone we're talking with Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street. Check out their website, trekstoregolfcoast.com. And any last sage advice before the man comes back on?
The man comes back on. 3 minutes. Still countdown.
The man might be late coming back on.
Yeah, just, you know, this time of year, it's a great time to get out and ride. And, you know, school's back in, and we just need to be outside more.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the fresh air, and, you know, hope.